USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency after a leak at a wastewater pond in the Tampa Bay area. The leak prompted evacuation Saturday in the area north of Bradenton, Florida. Officials say that pond is at risk of flooding the area with wastewater from an old phosphate plant. Crews attempted to repair the leak in the pond on Friday, but were unsuccessful. They've begun pumping water from the pond, though it could take nearly 2 weeks to completely drain it. And traffic is now flowing normally through the Suez Canal, nearly 2 weeks after it was blocked by a massive container ship. The Suez Canal Authority says the final 61 ships that were backed up by the grounding of the Ever Given passed through the canal on Saturday, the last of more than 400 vessels that were stuck in the naval traffic jam. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
More information has come out on the mass shooting in Orange, California. Wendy King has that story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing four people, including a child, and injuring three others, has now been charged with four counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces four felony counts of murder and one felony count of attempted murder. Also, two felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Orange police said Gonzalez knew the victims, locked the gates to the business complex before opening fire inside a business, which was called Unified Homes. The police fired on him through the gates and subdued him before using bolt cutters to break the bike locks and access the scene. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States has set another new record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. That also brought the 7-day average to more than 3 million shots administered per day. The CDC says that more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. Dr. William Schaffner says vaccination efforts are starting to outpace the spread of the virus. But the professor from the Vanderbilt University Medical Center tells CNN that people who are vaccinated are still being asked to mask up for a little bit longer.
We are indeed vaccinating more and more people all the time. That's great. We're running that race. But so is the virus. The virus is running its race at the same time. So it's hard for us, the average person, to keep two thoughts in our minds at the same time. We're getting vaccinated. Good. I'm getting protection. But I also still have to wear my mask and be careful and do social distancing. Yes, that's what we're asking people to do for just a little bit longer.
And Iowa senior Luca Garza received the men's Naismith Player of the Year Award on Saturday, becoming the first Hawkeye to win the award. Garza averaged just over 24 points a game this season on his way to becoming Iowa's all-time leading scorer and being named the Big Ten Player of the Year for the second straight season. UConn's Paige Buchers won the Naismith on the women's side, becoming the first freshman to take home the award since its creation in 1983. Buchers is a first-team All-American, also being named the Big East Player of the Year, Big East Freshman of the Year, and the most outstanding player at the Big East Conference Tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.